Hey friends, welcome to the City Hope Podcast. My name is Bobby Thompson, and I have the privilege of serving as a lead pastor. I pray that today's message would inspire you, it would encourage you, and it would also challenge you in your walk with Christ. Enjoy today's sermon. Before we continue on in our service, Joe, I just want to sing that one more time. I was just thinking about the picture there. And I want you to just, would you just close your eyes with me just for a second? Think about, we fall down and we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Gathered, everything that I've accomplished, I lay it down at the feet of Jesus. And none of it compares to His holiness. And let's put that in perspective this morning. Let's sing that out one more time. Let's just give God the glory, the honor, the attention that He deserves in this moment. Father, You are holy. Father, You are righteous. Father, You are good. Today, I pray that each and every one of us in here would just take a step back and continue to realize that. No matter where our life is, we can thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your grace and Your goodness and Your forgiveness. God, we praise You because we can have hope today in 2026. That no matter what our life may look like, that we can fall down and we can lay our crowns at Your feet. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for loving us so much. It's in Your precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Can we give God a big a round of praise and our worship team? Thank you guys so much. You can be seated. So, I wish I was a little higher on a stage because I can't see some of y'all in the back, but this week has been, it's been an awesome week, and I went in this week. We plan our sermon series months and months ahead, and today was supposed to be the end of our series. We've been and Let's Get It Started, and we've been talking about the vision and the mission of the church and all that God's up to, and today I was going to talk about investing in the mission We're going to talk about money and finances and giving God what is due His. And some of you are going to be glad to hear that we're not talking about money today. God said, nope, that's not what I want you to talk about. And so this is just me trying to be obedient this morning and listening to the Lord, because He has different plans. And for some of you in here, that means something. For somebody in here, it's a really big deal that you're here today, because God wants to speak to your heart. I recently read something that kind of got my attention. I like to read a lot, and I like to listen, and I was listening to a podcast on the church trends in America today, and a lot of really cool things, how men are returning to church, and we see that trend in 2025 going into 2026, and I think it's Gen Z is the leader of the people attending churches of all the groups, you know, boomers and millennials. Gen Z is the one that is coming back to church the most right now. Just awesome trends. But I read one that got my attention. Like, all those other things are great, but it says that churchgoers are tending to go to churches that are more real over the show. And probably, most likely, if you've been to church at all in your life, you've been to a church where you're just like, man, this is incredible, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Please don't hear my heart. Please hear my heart. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. Like, if we could have an LED wall, man, that'd be awesome, right? Like, but this thought of people want to go to churches that are real versus a show. I started thinking about, and God kind of started stirring in my heart, well, why is that? Because, I mean, God, we go to church in a gym, and why is that? And I just started feeling like, well, because people want real relationships. People want real faith in God, not some showy faith. People want real leaders to show them what it looks like to have a real life, and that you're not perfect, and that life is tough sometimes, and everybody struggles, and people are just starving for real in a world that is so artificial now. And so I just began to pray, all right, Lord, well, I want to be real. I want City Hope Church to be real. And I started thinking about this, because I do it almost every day of my life. I don't know that there's ever been a time in history of mankind where you can get your favorite preacher's sermon in 30 seconds, right? I mean, the person that God uses to speak to you the most, you can pull it up in 30 seconds and listen to it 100 times. You can listen to every great preacher that's ever lived. And so, if that's the case, what do people need to go to church gatherings for? Why do we need to show up on Sunday morning? I can get it in the car. And some of you do, and that's great, I do. And so I just began to just think through that, pray through that, and ask the Lord, well, what does that look like for us? Lord, why are you stirring in my heart? So I started reading in 1 Corinthians, where Paul planted so many churches. And Paul says something that it really kind of blows my mind. Even sitting here today, Paul is talking to this church, and he tells them, hey, church, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imitate me while I imitate Christ. Y'all watch what I do and do what I do. And I'm going to follow Jesus, and y'all do what I do. And I thought to myself, I could never get up in front of the church and say that. Like, really? I don't want y'all looking at me in my life all the time. I mess up a lot. I screw up a lot. And I thought, man, Paul, that's a pretty bold thing to say. I mean, he's planting churches all over the place. And he's like, hey, y'all watch me. I thought I was going to sit down the whole time, but I just can't do it. And I just was like, well, God, I can't stand up in front of our church and say that. That just feels so weird to me. It feels so foreign to me. And let me tell you guys something. This is what God spoke to my heart. He said, I'm not asking you to say that, Bobby. I'm not asking you to tell people to follow you. He said, I'm asking you to go first. And so put all that together. People are craving realness. People are craving genuine. People are craving just the real relationships, authenticity. And God says, Bobby, you got to go first. If City Hope Church is going to be the kind of church that God wants it to be, Bobby, you got to go first. And so today, I'm just going to go first. And today, this is just a minute or two of me just being real with you guys. If I could do that. I heard this, I was at a training a couple weeks ago, and this thought came up, and then had lunch with one of my good friends, and it came up again. And let me ask you this question. Have you ever done good things for the wrong reasons? You ever like give to the church just hoping that God will bless you a little bit more? you ever said something to your spouse with some ulterior motives in the background, hoping you get a little something that, you know, extra special later? You ever done something nice for somebody so that you get a good pat on the back? Maybe you guys haven't done that, but God's been revealing to me that, Bobby, sometimes you do that. Sometimes it's more about you than it is about me. God kind of revealed that to my heart this week. And I got a little bit humbled this week because there's a lot of people in the Bible who do that. They do things so people see them. And they did things so that they would get the blessing. And those are called the Pharisees. And those are the people that we talk about and that I preach about that I don't want to be like. And those are the people that, and it kind of makes me sick to my stomach when I read about them, because they're on the corner praying, and it's like one eye's open and one eye's closed, and I'm praying to God over here, but I'm looking to make sure everybody sees me that I'm praying, right? And that's the Pharisees. And I just started to get a little bit angry because I see a little bit of that in Bobby. And you know, when planning a church is not easy, by the way. A lot of unknown, a lot of struggle, a lot of hard days, lots and lots and lots of good days too. But what I've realized about my personality is sometimes I put tasks over people. And God showed me this week that I've been doing that a little bit too much. Because guess what? Sunday's always coming. I always got a sermon to preach. Sunday's always coming. We always got stuff to put up, and we want it to be better, and we want it to be an awesome atmosphere for you. And if you're visiting, we want it to be a great experience for you. And there's a lot that goes into that, a whole lot that goes into that. We want our kids to just love coming to church, and there's a lot that goes into that. And sometimes the Lord revealed to me this week, sometimes I can put church and the show and the tasks and the lists over people. And so first and foremost, I want to just say I'm sorry. God saved me when I was 15 years old. And ever since he did that, I just want people to experience his love and grace like I got. And I never thought in a million years that I would plant a church. Still don't want to plant a church. Well, I guess it's a little late now. But what matters to me the most is that you experience Jesus and not Bobby. I don't want you to think City Hope Church Bobby. I want you to think City Hope Church Jesus. The way Jesus approached the Pharisees that did things, they did good things with wrong intentions. He approached this and he told his followers a story, told his followers a sermon. And he said, you know, those Pharisees, they do things, they stand on the corners and they preach and they pray and they help people so that they'll be seen, and the reward that they're gonna get is here on earth. And then he preaches this sermon. And this is all I'm gonna read today. And some of you have read this before. But this is what Jesus tells his followers, his true followers, those that are authentically trying to seek him, trying to be real in their walk with him. Look what he tells them. And this is, I'm gonna put it here on the screen, and this is the Message paraphrase, right? This isn't an exact word for word translation. This isn't what I normally use, but I read it in this week and it just blew me away. I want you to see this. This is Jesus talking to his people. He says, let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, then how will people taste godliness? So Christian, churchgoer, those of us in the room that call ourselves followers of Christ, he's talking to you and I. The reason you are here is to share and show Jesus. And if you don't do it, how will people taste godliness, he says. You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Then he keeps going. Well, here's another way to put it, he says. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. And listen to what Jesus says. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm gonna hide you under a bucket, do you? Jesus is like, hey, listen, you guys think I'm an idiot? If I tell you you're light, does that mean I'm just gonna dim out your light and not let you have light? Am I gonna put a bucket over you so you can't do this? He says, no, I'm putting you on a light stand. I'm lifting you up so that people can see your light. And now that you've been put on a hilltop, on a lamp, on a light stand, shine. Keep an open house. Be generous with your life. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Jesus is telling his people, church, be the light. Live your life as a light. Light doesn't perform. What does light do? It shines on what's really there. Right? Tonight, when all the when the sun goes down, I mean, we haven't seen the sun in 5 months, or 5 weeks. But when it gets dark outside tonight and you go outside and you shine a flashlight, what's going to happen? You're going to see what's really there. He was calling them to shine his light. He was calling them to shine so that he would be seen. Now, this is me being real. This is where I think we need a shift, City Hope Church. This is where we need a shift. This is what God is shifting in me. One of the greatest joys of my life, and I think I'll do this till I die. I love coaching. I love it. I get to coach my daughter right now, one of them, and I get to coach some of your daughters, and I just love it. I love the game. I love what it teaches us. I love all the lessons. And one thing, I'm going to embarrass her a little bit. Marley just picked basketball back up last year. She hadn't played in like 5 or 6 years, and she started to really like it and enjoy it. And this year, last year she didn't get to play very much. She sat on the bench and got to get in at the end of the game. And this year, she's got to play a little bit more. And she's kind of just seeing some things and learning. And we have a lot of conversations. And here recently, she's been working on her left-handed layups, trying to be able to score with her left hand. And I love going to practice and helping her. And, you know, hey, you got to jump off the right foot. And you got to, you know, keep your head up when you're dribbling and all these stuff. Some of the girls that are in here, you know, we talk about this every week. And I love the opportunity to coach. And I love the opportunity for them to get the practice. And Coach Julie and I, we say this a lot. And I've said this since I was... My coach has said it to me. I tell Marley this all the time. You play like you practice. So if you practice a lot of really good, tough left-handed layups, then you're going to play like you practice. If you just lollygag through practice and you throw the ball out of bounds, guess what? You're going to do in the game. Sit by me. Well, I mean, you're going to throw the ball out of bounds, right? If you don't go hard in the game, you know, pick anything. I'm sure Joseph, when he first started playing piano and keyboard, like, you got to practice, right? You got to get better at it. And if you don't practice, you're going to come out here in front of the church and you're just going to bang around and not make a joyful noise. You're really good at that, by the way. You play like you practice. And so there's this shift that I think that needs to happen. It needs to happen in me, and I think it needs to happen in a lot of us. Is that what happens here on Sunday, listen to me, is not the game. This isn't the game. This isn't the show. This is practice. When you go into the world Sunday afternoon through Saturday evening, that's the game. That's the game. What we do here is practice. Well, for those of you that are in a small group, what you do in your small group, that's practice. When our students come here on Sunday evenings, that's practice. So that they can go out into the world, into the game, and do what they practice. And I think we have to shift that. Because for so long, and I think this is where the show versus real and authentic is coming into play. For so long, there's this mindset that Sunday morning's the show, right? We dress up, put on nice stuff. Maybe some of us take a shower and shave our head. We preach a good sermon. We hope the music's good. We shake hands or we fist bump if we're scared to get sick. And like, this is the show. And this is the one time, this is the 1 hour a week where I spend a little bit of time with the Lord. And then I go do my life. And we got to shift. Our church gathering is your practice. And I want to, as the leader, coach, I want to prepare you to get in the game out in the world for the rest of the week. Now here's a few more things and I'm going to be done for today. The Bible says in Ephesians that one of the primary roles of a church is to equip the saints. He says, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ. If you are a follower of Christ, you are the saints. If you claim to know Jesus, it is your ministry to go into this world and shine your light for Jesus. It is your work. It's not just the work of the staff of City Hope Church. It's not just the work of those who felt called to be deacons. It's not just the work of those who were called to be elders. It is your job. So why is it so important? It is so important for you to consistently show up to practice. Why? Because you're going to go get in the game every day of your life and you need practice. Why is it so important for you to come to church and bring your kids to church? Because it is practice. Some of you sports parents in here, you would never allow your kid to miss 4, 5, 6 practices and then show up for the game on Saturday. You're like, no, we're not doing that. That's not what we do. But that's exactly what we do when it comes to the Lord. I think a shift needs to take place. You know why we say often you are loved, you are seen, and then the last thing we say, you are sent. Because this isn't the show. This isn't the game. Some of you are going to walk into some really difficult stuff this week. And God says, hey, I want you to be equipped to go out into this world and do the work of the ministry. So let me give you just a few things. In coaching, if any of you guys ever coached anything, you have some plays, right? You have some plays that you saw. You have some plays that you've created. You have some plays that somebody ran against you and you're like, man, we're gonna steal that. That was good, right? And I think you as a coach, what do? You teach the plays. You say, all right, you're going to go here and you're going to go here and we're going to throw the ball here and you're going to do this and you're going to block this person and you're going to set a pick here. You're going to do all these things, right? And as a coach, you teach your players how to run the plays. And that's what I want to do just for a second. Just for a minute longer. I want to tell you some of the plays I want to teach you. Now, before I tell you these plays, I think that a shift that has to take place, and I'm going first, okay? You have to care more about what God thinks than what people around you think. We have a problem with that. We have a problem with that. I struggle with that. But one of the plays that I want us to run here at City Hope Church on Sunday mornings, when you come in, when you're here and we gather together as the body of Christ, I want us to practice praising God with an unbothered spirit. I want us to practice to have a heart that is abandoned to Him. Now, let me give you a little bit more specifics, and then we're going to do some of these today. Let me tell you what I see. Just like you're a coach and you got this play and you can see it, man. You can see it. The team's running man to man and we do this. Oh man, we're gonna get a layup or we're gonna get our best shooter open for a three. You can see it, right? This is what I see. This is what I want to see. I want to see a room full of people when we're singing songs like "Holy, Holy, Holy." I want to see a room full of people with hands high, tears flowing, on our knees before the Lord. Not so the person next to you can think you're holy and you're super spiritual, because you lift your hands because this is your only act that you can do, is saying, God, thank you. I worship you. That you're just telling God, I surrender. I surrender. That's the play I want to see us run. But remember what I said. We got to care more about what God thinks than what other people think. Because here's why I think that matters. Because I think when you come in here and you practice this, you practice giving Jesus your heart, you practice surrendering, guess what's going to happen Monday through Saturday? And some of you practice this.
Man, that was good.
So what does Monday through Saturday look like for you? It's not for me. It's not for Pastor Joe. It's for you. Marley needs to practice her left hand. You need to practice raising your hands. Try it. See what the Lord does in your soul. Who cares if you can't sing? I'm the worst singer ever, and I'm singing as loud as I can up here. Sorry for the people behind me. Tell you what I see. Here's a place I want us to run. People praying out loud for God to show up in their life. People calling out to God for their loved ones that are struggling. That's the kind of place we need to run here at City Hope Church. People seeking God's wisdom out loud for their life choices. People praying over their loved ones. People praying over people in their small group that they know are struggling and hurting and falling apart. People serving the church. People serving our community. People serving the world. What I see is a church full of people committed to train the next generation of leaders to take our place. What I see, the play that I want us to run is a church where our students are leading. Where our students are coming to be trained and they practice and we spend time with them and they're serving and they're committing their life to giving over to Jesus. That's the play I want to see us running. What I see is a church committed to give sacrificially, even when it's not convenient. What I want to see, the play that I want to run is a church that does not let a need go unmet. A church that shows up no matter what. The play that we need to run, again, I'm telling you guys right now, it starts with me. A church that challenges its people. That doesn't just settle for, well, I guess that's just the way we are. That's such a load of, yeah. I want you to grow. I want you to get better at left-handed layups. And we're coming here to practice. We're coming here to be challenged. We're coming here not to just say, oh man, that was cool and I got to see a couple people. So here's the invitation. Here's what I'm asking you to do today. I'm going to ask you to do a couple things. One, I'm asking you to seek God with me. Seek God with me like you never have before. For you personally, for your family, for your spiritual family, seek God. Two, I'm asking you to want God's presence more than your comfort. Want God's presence so desperately. When you walk into this place on Sunday and you realize, okay, I'm going to practice. That means I got to put in the hard work today. God, I need your presence. That I can stand and men, I can be a leader over my family and I can raise my hands and I can sing and I can cry and I can tell the Lord what's going on in my heart and I can cry out to the Lord and I can go put my arm around my buddy and lift him up and I can go grab my son and pray together. God, I want your presence more than my comfort. That's what we need. We're going to end our time together a little bit different today. And I'm going to ask our ushers and our deacons to go ahead. And the ushers are going to come and they're going to put some things out. And deacons, if you guys don't have a role yet, just come sit up in one of these front chairs. We're going to kind of put to practice some of this stuff that we're talking about today. And I know today's different. Man, if this is your first time, you're probably like, what is going on with this church? This is just me trying to be real and just be obedient to the Holy Spirit. I very well would have rather talked about money today than to do this. But I just felt in my heart that this is where the Lord was leading us, because some of you in here today, you've been with us for a long time. And the Lord's trying to speak to your heart. And if you want to experience new things, you got to try new actions. You want to experience new things. If I want to see changes in my marriage, I can't just keep doing things the way I've always done them. I got to grow. I got to get better. I got to change. Same thing with your relationship with Christ. And so, here in a minute, we're gonna sing. And maybe this is just God speaking to your heart. And I don't know why I keep going to this, but maybe this is God just telling you, hey, it's time to practice. I had lunch with somebody this week, and I don't know if they're here or not, but they might be. It's okay. And he said, man, that was a good sermon you were preaching, man. I was sitting there and I kept wanting to say amen, but I didn't want people to think I'm crazy. And I get it. I totally get that. Totally get it. But if we're going to be a real church, real relationships and a real God, Scream out amen. Raise your hand and say hallelujah. Like, if you want new things in your walk, you got to do new things in your actions. Some of you today are, man, you're battling some really difficult things, and you desperately need people to pray for you. But you're scared, you're timid, you're hesitant. What are people going to think? So here's what we're going to do. We set up some chairs up here. You want to come by yourself? You want to come with your spouse? You don't have to say a word. But when we start singing here in just a minute, if you need your spiritual family to come and pray over you, you just come take a seat. And our team, and if you're in a small group, and our prayer team, we've been talking about this, and they're just going to come pray over you. We're not going to ask you to spill your guts. We're going to come and we're going to be the body of Christ together. And we're going to practice. We're going to love you. We're going to pray over you. And maybe that's exactly what you need today. Maybe your marriage is struggling. Maybe your kids are struggling. Maybe you just deep inside of your heart, you're struggling. And you just need God's presence. Would you seek his presence over comfort today? This is what I want for City Hope Church. We're gonna sing a couple songs, and maybe you're not feeling like, oh man, I just need people to pray for me. But maybe you are feeling like, man, I just gotta go after God. I gotta chase after the Lord. I'm not gonna do it for the wrong reasons. I'm gonna do it because, man, I want different things. I want new things in my life. I'm gonna raise my voice. I'm gonna sing out loud. I'm gonna clap my hands. I'm gonna give God praise. I'm gonna just surrender to this morning. That's what this moment right now is. It's not for show. It's not for Bobby. It's not for anything else other than us practicing. Seeking the presence of the Lord. I just want you to experience Jesus. I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads. Close your eyes. Ask you to pray this prayer with me. Would you just pray this short prayer with me? Holy Spirit, speak to me. I want to do something a little bit different. Can you pray this prayer with me out loud? Pray this with me. Holy Spirit, speak to me. You meant that, and you're listening, and the Lord's speaking to your heart. Take these next few minutes of practice and be obedient. Students, this is for you too. This isn't just for the adults. What's the Holy Spirit speaking to you about? If you're battling, you're struggling, you're depressed, you're anxious, you're angry, you have a spiritual family who loves you desperately. And you walk this aisle and you come sit down and you let God's love surround you through his people. Mom, the Holy Spirit's speaking to your heart. Take a step today. Want his presence more than your comfort. Dad, let's man up. Need to go to your family and apologize for something. You need to get on your face before Jesus right now. You need your spiritual brothers and family to come and pray over you. Want his presence more than your comfort. Some of you in here today, right now, in this moment, you know without a shadow of a doubt, and I'm gonna say it like this, your left-handed layups are very weak and you need some practice. What's God speaking to your heart about today? Father, for these next few minutes, would you move in this room like never before? Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. Holy Spirit, let us be exactly what you told the church to be, your light. And help us to live a light that is a life that is shining bright for you. This is not the show. This is our training ground. And Lord, help us to practice hard today. Help us to chase after you hard today so that we go out into this world and we play like we practice. Lord, may we fall down and lay our crowns at your feet today. As Pastor Joe leads us, church, let me ask you to do this. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand together. Whatever God's speaking to your heart about, would you take a step today? Want his presence more than your comfort. Let's sing out. If you need somebody to pray over you, just come, take a seat. We'll have people here ready and willing just to come and lift up their voices. Some of these people would love nothing more than to pray for you this morning. But let's seek the Lord together and let him do what he wants to do in this moment. Thanks again for tuning in with us today. We would love to connect with you, and the best way to do that is through social media or go straight to our website. God bless you and have a wonderful day.